Celebrate his mercy and grace. Unless you have your head buried in the sand, and not saying that's wrong, what are you noticing taking place in our society? It's not all good, is it? Especially from God's perspective, and that is the one which is to matter. Is there hope that it can get better? There is. And so the encouragement before us today. With the Lord, there is a cure, and there is hope. With those thoughts in mind, I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our service bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us shout aloud to the rock.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King of all gods.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us worship.
Thank you.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
Now that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
All that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, Hear our prayer, O Lord.
For the steadfast assurance
that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church and all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise.
On this Sunday after Pentecost, a Sunday we once again really ought to celebrate the freedom that we have thanks to Christ Jesus. We recognize from this reading that temptation to cave is very strong. And so we ask the Lord to help us recognize those temptations and to give us the strength to endure. A reading from Holy Scripture, Exodus 32. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands. They were inscribed on both sides, front and back. The tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "There is the sound of war in the camp." Moses replied, "It is not the sound of victory. It is not the sound of defeat. It is sound of singing that I hear." When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf the people had made and burned it in the fire. Then he ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. He said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?" "Do not be angry, my lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control, and so became a laughingstock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor." The Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. The world wants you, and only by the grace of God will the world not get you. Continue to hold fast to Jesus and His Word as we endure this battle. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Timothy 6. But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to Him be honor and might forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Invite you to stand for the gospel reading. Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Jesus was not and is not a pushover, and we who are committed to Him and connected to Him are not to be as well. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Would you see us when I'll turn to our hymn?
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, and this is from God our Father, and also through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on his scriptures. We hear once again these words, "So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the Levites rallied to him." These are the words the Lord has recorded in the book of Exodus. We pray, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by his grace and calling has set us apart to be his own, to live with him now and forever in heaven. What is one question that you hope no one asks you? Just think about that for a millisecond. Let's narrow down the subject matter. What is one question you hope no one asks you related to your faith? And why is that? It has been drummed into us to not have a conversation, to not discuss religion and politics. And why is that? Even amongst our family, why are these two topics considered to be so volatile that we are urged not to bring them up? We should be able to have a civil discussion, should we not? And yet there is a rub. And the rub is between God and the individual who is not connected to God. That is, the one who refuses to yield to God's will, his perfect will for our lives. Now, while we want to be sensitive as we speak to others on any subject matter, let us not automatically exclude conversations related to religion or politics, but especially in our situation today about God and the faith that he has given to us. Our conversations and our actions are always to reflect something different about us, that we are set apart. Not in a snotty, pharisaical, high and mighty way, but what are we set apart from, and why are we set apart? Well, that's what the Lord gets to once again today in our readings. We are to show ourselves set apart because this is our calling. This is our calling by God's grace. We did not bring this calling upon ourselves, for left to ourselves, we would still be like those who are disconnected from God and refusing to submit to him and to his perfect will for our lives. I mean, take the children of Israel, for example, who through the blood of Abraham were gathered together to be God's chosen people and set apart for a very significant, meaningful, life-changing event. As the line of the Savior was traced through them, Abraham recognized that that was not something that he deserved or brought about upon himself. And the children of Israel were to recognize that too. But how often, even just from leaving Egypt to going to that earthly promised land of Canaan, did the children of Israel forget who they were and why? And who had called them to be set apart and why? I mean, today is just another prime example of how they forgot. And they really forgot. I mean, Moses is on a mission for God. He must be gone. We haven't seen him in a while. Well, Aaron, we need you to do something. Because Moses is gone, he may not be coming back. And don't you just love Aaron's excuse? I, Moses, I'm not responsible. It's these people, boy, does that sound familiar, Genesis 3? It's these people that you left me in charge of. They put pressure on me, so I said, okay, give me your gold, let's see what happens. Oh, boom, there's a golden calf. Imagine that. And then they started dancing. Well, who am I to stop a good time? It is amazing that Aaron was allowed to live. But, you know, leading up to this section, the Lord gives Moses a head up that something's going on in the camp. And God says to Moses, hey, your people are acting up. Go check it out. And Moses was given a brain, says, Lord, these are not my people. These are your people. Don't forget them now. And the Lord didn't. There was a consequence for their action, a severe consequence or two. They were to be God's chosen people, and they were, and they were to be set apart. But instead, they became a laughingstock to their heathen neighbors. Instead of being a witness to, they were just the opposite. But before we beat on them too much, let's look in the mirror, right? We too have been called by the grace of God to be set apart for a significant purpose. A life change has taken place inside of us. And God wants us to uses us to share that life-changing event, words, and Savior with others. But what happens way too often on this journey on earth? We either play the Aaron card or the children of Israel card. The ways of the world are tempting. They're having fun over there. Why can't we have fun? They don't seem to be consequences. So let's do that. Oh, there were consequences. How far do we fall? What is the golden calf in our life? The false god that takes over more than it should. It really shouldn't take over at all. So instead of giving glory to God and being his witness to those around us, we end up actually being the opposite of what God has called us to be. And sometimes the actions of the world put us as Christians to shame. By the grace of God, go we. Thankfully, though, the Lord has not given up on us. He has called us to be set apart, and he equips us to be set apart. He's given us his commands, and his commands are very clear. They're summed up for us what his expectations are of us in the Ten Commandments. I mean, not having any other gods. I mean, how did that golden calf work for the Egyptians? The Israelites escaped, in a sense. And yet they went back to that god. The gods of this world induce mind control and fornication and so much else. And yet, even we as Christians think that's the god that we want to follow. There's a reason why God put the first commandment first. Because if there is not respect for him and him alone, we see the results. And then the rest of the commandments follow. Because God is concerned about the whole being, about our mind, and about our body, and about our soul. And so he addresses each and every aspect of our lives. When we go against his clear commands, that's not on him, that's on us. I mean, he doesn't have there with a whip forcing us to follow his commands, because that's not a loving God. A loving God gives us his clear expectations, gives us the ability to put those expectations into play. But when we fall, he gives us consequences. That's what a loving parent is to do. Not only then does he equip us with his clear commands and how to show ourselves to be set apart for him, even when the teacher is not looking, so to speak, Moses being gone, he's given us his gospel, which again is very clear. What we cannot do, God has done for us through the gift of his Son. And not just any Son, but his one and only Son, Jesus. Did what we cannot do. Lived up to those expectations perfectly and died the death that we deserve to die so that we would not spend eternity away from God but rather have the opportunity to spend eternity with God and also then in the meantime while on this earth do that which will help our mind and our body and our faith excel. The cross gives us that gift. That gift of forgiveness and all that comes with it. The desire then to put God's commands into practice, recognizing that those are what are good for us. I mean, the Israelites, boy, they learned their lessons the hard way. I mean, you would think, too, that after drinking the powder of that golden calf and then watching many of their family members being put to death, that they would say, boy, Lord, we are never going against you again. They did not learn. And God was patient with them. But again, praise the Lord, he's patient with us. His mercy is new every morning and directs us back to the cross where there is forgiveness and then also then the motivation to strive once again to put those clear commands into practice. For we have been called to be set apart, even in the face of challenges. Okay, so Moses is gone for a time. Does that mean you should just live it up and party on? No. When we're going through a difficult time, does that give us license to rebel and revolt against God and forsake him? He has not forsaken us, even though we may think he has, but he's the one who's carrying us the whole time. But he wants us to recognize how those challenges in life can derail us if we're not alert. And so he reminds us then to stay alert, to keep our head on a swivel, to know what such are, to know what our golden calf is, what is our weakness. Recognize it. Find a way to avoid that trap. Find someone to help you hold you accountable. For Israel, it was their heathen neighbors. While they were to be the example, they allowed their heathen neighbors to influence them. And it really is no different for us, too. Again, we're to be the example for the world. We are the salt and the light, and yet too often we allow the world to influence us. And then we kind of wonder why the world doesn't listen to us when we witness to them. Look at your own life, they say. Well, thankfully God has mercy on us and can still use us to be those salt and light in the world. What are then those outside influences that keep drawing us away from the Lord? What are those internal influences that keep us away from the Lord or doubt God's love for us? I mean, guilt can eat us up, but that guilt has been taken care of on the cross. And maybe it comes back day after day, but then his mercy is new day after day. So keep going back to the cross and take and leave that guilt there. Maybe that's your daily exercise to keep you focused. And maybe the friend that you thought was a friend, you don't hang around with anymore. You may stay in contact with, but hey, you know what? We're not going drinking anymore because when we drink, it's not good. Or whatever it might be. Maybe it's a family member too. You know what? I know you're blood and I love you, but you're taking me down a bad path. And I'm not going there. I mean, we need to find a health pattern that will work. I mean, if you are physically ill and the doctor prescribes you something, do you tell the doctor off or do you say, hey, you know what? Okay, I'll take it. Maybe there's some adjusting here and there, but what happens if you don't stay on that medicine? God has given us the medicine for our soul. Is it really any different when we take ourselves off the medicine for the soul? If we don't expect good results when we're not taking our physical meds, how can we expect good results when we're not taking our spiritual meds? It's not rocket science. But somehow we make it complicated. And then we blame God. There's to be no time off from God's med, especially in the face of hardship. We have been called to be set apart, to stand with God over anyone and everyone else. That's not easy. God recognizes that. I mean, Jesus, he did come to bring peace, right? He died on the cross to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And yet, at the same time, he was realistic to know that because of him, who he is and what he stands for, and those who stand with him, there will be not peace. And so he encourages us. I know there are going to be those conversations with your family about religion and politics. Stand firm. That doesn't mean every time we're together with family and friends, we have to talk religion and politics. But we always want to make sure that our witness is clear, that we're our conversations and our actions so that we are set apart. So when those conversations do come, the plank pretty much has been taken out of our eye already. So what are we doing to be ready to have those conversations? I mean, Jesus tells us that the influences against us are very strong. What are the influences that are for us? Are we connecting to them? The Levites, well, they realized where their bread is to be buttered. Not on their own, not with the children of Israel, but with God. And God did reward them for their faithfulness. It wasn't easy for them, but it was necessary. I mean, Aaron had allowed anarchy to take over. Anarchy is the opposite of God. And so God, through Moses, restored order. And isn't that what we need today? And the only way that order can come is through God's word. Not through the shedding of blood, but through the preaching of his word. Through the living of his word. By showing that we are set apart and how others can be set apart as well. Because recognizing his ways do make a difference between life and death, now and for eternity. He is the one who brings spiritual life. And he is the one who brings that for all eternity. So God, help us recognize our role that he has given to us and help us carry it out. He is aware of what we have to face here on this earth. And he doesn't make it impossible for us to carry it out because he has given us what we need to be and show ourselves to be set apart, recognizing that this is our calling. So what is that one question you hope someone will ask you? And how will you respond? Can I get an amen? Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now join together in a confession of faith, the Nicene Creed, beginning on the bottom of page 9.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen.
Please be seated.
God be praised for the opportunities he gives to us to be salt and light, to show ourselves set apart by our words and actions, actions which also include our thank offerings, so that we can do his work here and abroad. Thank you for your generous gifts, we pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people. We rejoice in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne, and that he intercedes for us in all our needs.
Send your Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds with understanding and knowledge of your heavenly truths.
Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love you, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue instruction in your word, and to serve your church in all people.
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. Lord, we reap what we sow. Help us sow generously as you are generous with us. Through you, we have become rich in ways the world on its own will not know or find. Help us use the thank offerings we bring to support the spread of the gospel, so more and more can know what true wealth is and reap a harvest of righteousness. May those able to celebrate another year of grace be able to see your grace abundantly poured out in their life. And for our couples celebrating their wedding anniversary, renew their love in light of your love for each of them. Lord, continue to strengthen the bodies and souls of all among us who are currently going through a health challenge, including Ken Bartelt, who remains in the hospital. As you will for them, heal their bodies while in the meantime helping them to endure the procedures and treatments. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
Glory and power, now and forever. Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father
in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
I invite you to stand as we continue to sing Thank the Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith, guided in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Just an opportunity to remind ourselves that if you see someone you don't recognize, please go up and say hi and get to know that person. Don't be shy. Bible study today, we're continuing our look at the Gospel of Matthew. Handouts are available where you pick up the bulletin. If you were at a previous session, that's the same handout, if you still have that handout. You can also find that handout online through our website. And then first Sunday of the month, LWMS Mission Box Collection, so please take the opportunity to learn more about that. If you don't know what that is, you can learn about that on the information board there in the lobby. Thank you for your ongoing support of our missions. And the weekly news, you can find a copy of that, again, by the bulletins, or maybe you already receive it by email on Saturdays. If not, and you'd like to, just contact Stacy in the office and we'll get you on that email chain. We also want to offer a safe holiday celebration as we celebrate the freedoms that God has allowed us to have in this country. We're thankful for those who have given us independence, but independence also comes with responsibility. But let's pray for our nation. So I invite you to sing with me on page 15 on the bottom, God Bless Our Native Land. This is when your a cappella voices.
God bless our native land, our nation ever set through.
Well, we'll take it on the road. God bless again your Sunday and your week ahead. Thank you.